As part of our Deep Dialogue series, W2L News and Views is partnering with the Gulf Future Coalition, gulffuture.org, to bring you voices from the Gulf. In 2014, the Gulf Future Coalition held five salons across the five Gulf states where participants were asked to tell their personal stories of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, their relationship with the coastal environment, and their vision for the future of the Gulf Coast. Here's the coordinator for Gulf Future, Joisha Dutta.
Since Gulf Future Coalition's inception shortly after the BP oil disaster, we've partnered with artists, musicians, and filmmakers to organize, educate, and empower communities to advocate for a healthy Gulf. In the spring of 2014, we forged a unique and inspiring cultural organizing partnership, integrating art, policy education, and storytelling with the multidisciplinary performing arts production CryU1, a collaboration between ArtSpot Productions and Mondo Bazaar. Please join us next spring when the Gulf Future Coalition will be organizing days of action between the observances of the BP oil disaster in April and Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in August and September. You'll be invited to share your story and take action to restore, protect, and defend the Gulf's communities, ecosystems, and cultures. To stay tuned to these events as they develop, please follow Gulf Future at twitter.com/gulffuture and facebook.com/gulffuture.
Our next story comes from David Underhill of Mobile Sierra Club. David recounts a story from the Gulf where an act of his resistance was a success.
It's hard to think of anything I've successfully resisted. For instance, just a few minutes ago, I failed to resist the temptation to get a second taco. And reflecting on other failed resistance made me think I had better speak about my failures rather than my successes and try to construe them as successes. And your remark just now about resistance to the war recalled all of my failed resistances in those respects dating back to Vietnam and every war since. And actually, I don't remember a time in my adult life when there was not some war going on somewhere that I was implicated in by my citizenship in the place that was conducting the war, and I was resisting it in some fashion, either actively or just mentally. And in every case, the resistance was mostly a failure if it meant stopping the war, because it either continued or ended but was soon replaced by another, which you then had to resist anew. And I've been involved here and elsewhere in uprisings against environmental atrocities and others that mobilized people in the streets in a community and council meetings that usually failed in their announced objectives and are currently failing now in Mobile, but the resistance continues. And of necessity from all of this, I conclude that the resistance itself is a success in that it keeps you alert to what you must do with the brief time you're allowed on Earth and the obligations and duties you ought to assume and the comradeship that you can forge with others who share with you these necessary gestures of futile resistance.
You've been listening to David Underhill of the Mobile Sierra Club as part of Voices from the Gulf, our series with gulffuture.org.